If you have your Bibles, look with us to the book of Job. And we want to look at Job chapter 19. And we want to focus on verses 25 and 26. Job chapter 19, verses 25 and 26. When you've found it, just say amen. Amen. And the word of God reads on this order. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand up on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed,
all right.
Yet, tell somebody yet.
Yes.
Tell somebody, I don't care what they say. In my flesh,
all right.
I will see God.
All right.
And this morning, I just want to use for a subject, don't ever lose your hope. Don't ever lose your hope. On last week, we were talking about I still have joy. But as we look at the situation of joy, it's impossible to have joy if you don't have hope. When I look at the word hope, I believe a good definition is that the feeling that whatever is wanted can be had, or that whatever happens in life will turn out for the best. Anybody here got hope?
All right.
See, sometimes we've gotten our minds so conditioned that we expect things to be bad, and we look for the worst in life, but when you get hope, you look for the best in life. And this morning, I come to tell you, I've got hope. As we move into deeper into 2013, it seemed like the hope that we had on January the 1st may be a little less bright today than it was then. Can I get a witness? Y'all don't want to admit that. See, with New Year's comes renewed hope of a better future, of things being better than they were in the past. But already, we're only 4 weeks into the new year, and there are a lot of folk right now that are already experiencing a loss of hope that things will get any better. Some expectations have not been fulfilled, and some confidences have been broken. Disappointments have mounted one on top of the other. And it seems like all of your hope is dissipating. And you find yourself settling into the same emotional, spiritual, psychological rut that you lived in all of 2012. I'm talking to somebody this morning. But I come to tell you that your joy should not be dependent upon your circumstances. When you look in the book of Habakkuk, the prophet gives an explanation of what's wrong with his circumstances. And he talks about what's wrong with the circumstances of all the people. And he begins to tell God that destruction and violence and strife seems to be on every hand, and it seems like nothing is ever working out for his good. Has anybody ever been there? And then when he goes on to complain to God that the righteous folk and the obedient folk sometimes seem to suffer more affliction and humiliation why it seems like other people are prospering and going ahead in life. Anybody ever felt that way? Let me explain that a little deeper. When you finally decide that I'm going to get my life together, I'm going to turn it over to God, it seems like things go 5 steps backwards instead of 3 steps forward. And that's something that will take your hope if you will allow it to happen. Now, it's understandable that Habakkuk was having a hard time maintaining his hope. But see, God has a response to every question that you have. And when God comes back with his response, he says two things. Somebody ain't ready for this. He told Habakkuk, sometimes your circumstances might get worse before they get better. You didn't want to hear that, did you? But God also says that at his appointed time, he will rectify every situation. And even though Habakkuk's circumstances didn't change, his hope became revived because God told him that at his set time, that he would set the record straight. In other words, I come to tell you that he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. I know you think that God is late responding to your situation, but the old folk says he knows just how much we can bear. And when it seems like your rope is about to break, just tie a knot in it and hold on to the knot that you've tied in your rope, knowing that I still have hope that one of these days, life will get better. All right. Habakkuk knew that God had heard him. And then finally he came back and said, if the fig tree doesn't bud, if there are no grapes on the vine, even if all of the crops fail and produce no food, he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. In other words, he was saying that I've got to praise God regardless of my circumstances. A lot of us today, our lost hope is because you're depending upon your circumstances, which are things that you cannot control. But if you're really in Christ today, we can say that our hope exceeds or goes past the point of our circumstances because we know who holds tomorrow. And when our circumstances are not like we would like for them to be, we got to realize that God has everything under control. Anybody know God got it under control? See, I know you out of control. Can't control the wheel. But God is the driver that keeps it in the road. But as we look here in our text today, all of us know Job's story. He's a man who had everything, and then he lost it all. The Bible describes Job as a blameless and an upright man, one that feared God and even avoided evil. And because of his goodness and his character toward believing and trusting in God, God blessed him. He was wealthy. Had 7 sons. 3 daughters. Nice house. Loving wife. But in the twinkling of an eye, all those things were gone. In one moment, Job lost his wealth. In the second moment, he lost his children. In the third moment, he lost his health. In the fourth moment, he lost his so-called friends. Anybody got into those so-called friends? And his friends were the ones that had accused him of committing an unrepentant sin. And see, everything, let me tell you this, just because stuff happened to you is not because of your sin. Sometimes stuff just happens. And then in his fifth moment, his wife renounced him and rejected him. And church, that's how life is. One moment, everything is fine. And in the next moment, your life is turned upside down. That's why you can't get caught up in the moment. Because things will change in the twinkling of an eye. And see, when you got to take everything around you into account. See, I know there are a lot of folk that want to judge your life according to your worst moments. Y'all know what I'm talking about? There are people that want to label you a failure because they only looking at your worst moment. But somebody said, he saw the best in me. God will find the best in all of us. And all of us can admit that our life doesn't look too good if you consider your worst moments. And at my worst, I said things I shouldn't have said. Anybody done that? We've done things that we shouldn't have done, thought things that we shouldn't have thought. But I thank God that today, while man measures me by my worst moments, God will cause me to see things in a totally different way. Think about this. When Job faced his worst moments, the God in Job caused him to have a different perspective. He didn't look at his life from a moment by moment look, but he looked at the overall account of his relationship with God. And finally, he did a survey of the situation. And guess what Job came up with? He said, naked I came into this world. Naked I shall leave. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And see, church, if you really want to know the joy of your hope, then you need to be able to bless the Lord in every moment of your life, knowing that every moment will not be a good moment. I can hear David saying, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. But see, David knew something about some changing moments. In one moment, David was a shepherd boy. He was tending to his father's sheep around Bethlehem, and in the next moment, he was being anointed king of Israel. In one moment, David was a delivery boy for his brothers who were warriors on the battlefield. But in the next moment, he was the ultimate warrior that destroyed the giant Goliath. In one moment, David was the prince of Saul's household. And in the next moment, he was the object of Saul's wrath and vengeance. I can see right now that God can change in the moment. And so therefore, you cannot allow your present situation to dictate your hope. Think about this. When David talked about, I will bless the Lord, he was saying this because he said, I was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. In other words, he was saying that I've been a young child. I've gone through some tough stuff in my life, but every time I think I can't take anymore, God always shows up and shows out. See, hope is not in the moment of our lives, but our hope should be in the one who sustains our life. The moments will change from one day to the next. But I can hear the word of God saying, but Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Job found himself in a tough series of moments in his life. But he was still able to keep his hope. Think about this. When we look in Job chapter 19, we see where he's answering the accusations of his friends, Bildad. And then later in chapter 18, they said that maybe Job was being cursed because of his wickedness and some sin, and now his children are dead. Maybe some sin that they had committed. But let me tell you something. You can't worry about what they say, because they will take every bit of hope away from you. You ever heard the saying that misery loves company? For what happens is, when those that don't have anything, they don't want you to have anything, and they can't help but see the blessing of God on your life. And so, because they've given up hope, they don't want you to have any hope. But I tell you, I'm happy with Jesus alone. Sometimes it's not the conditions that stop your hope. I'm finna say something. It's folk that stop your hope. And when it's people, more often than not, these folk call themselves your friend. That's the reason why in the book of Michael it said that you need to be careful who you trust. Y'all didn't hear that, did you? He says, don't trust in a neighbor and don't put confidence in a friend. See, let me tell you about folk. Folk people will become dream killers if you let them. They will drown all of your hope and with despair and negative thoughts if you let them. That's why you have to make sure that you're anchored with the right foundation. I can remember a song that the old hymn writer wrote that says, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Said no one can heal our soul diseases. No, not one. And I can see in chapter 19, Job is saying, my best friends have put me down. Those I love have turned against me, and right now I'm nothing but skin and bones. Have you ever felt like in life that you're down to just skin and bones? But let me tell you, even though you might just be skin, you gotta praise him with your skin, knowing that it will get better. Sounds like a man whose hope is gone. But I'm glad Job didn't stop there. In the most dismal moment of his life, I'm sure that's when he wrote verses 25 and 26, I can hear him saying, I know that my Redeemer lives. See, the Redeemer is the one that has bought you with a price. He's the one that's going to set you free, and you might be going through right now, but you can tell somebody, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand up on the earth. And even after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh, I'm gonna see God. And as I get ready to close today, there are three things that Job revealed in this word of hope. First, Job said, I've got hope. Why? Because my Redeemer. My life might be in a mess right now, but I can still live in the hope that I have a Redeemer. I have someone that can put the pieces together again. I have someone that can restore our soul even when we feel like our hope is gone. Job was talking about God, the Father. But when we talk today, our Redeemer is his Son, Jesus Christ. And I heard him say that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life for a ransom. Can anybody say this morning that I've been redeemed. I'm bought with a price. Because Jesus has changed your whole life. And see, right now, if anybody asks you, can you say, I'm redeemed? No matter what you face, hope is still alive. Job was saying that in the end, he's going to stand on the earth. And it's going to be an all-out fight. And the one that's left standing will be declared the winner. In other words, there's a fight going on between good and evil, between God and Satan. And the battlefield is in the heart of man. But see, right now he's saying that in the last day, God shall stand. And see, sometimes we got to go through something in order to get to something. I can hear Paul saying, there's a law that every time I would do good, evil is always present. And see, right now, I can hear him saying, oh, what a wretched man that I am. Who can save me from this death? But then I don't give up right there. I know everybody's life has been a mess. Can I get a witness? But see, I can hear him saying, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. And right now, I can say that I might be going through right now, but on the other side of through, things will get better. See, anybody here ever been through? Whatever you went through, it didn't kill you. They tried to kill your reputation, but it didn't kill you. Maybe somebody tried to kill your desire to serve, but it didn't kill you. And then somebody can say, I'm convinced, I'm persuaded that neither life nor death, nor angels or principalities shall be able to separate me from the love of God. See, right now, I can tell you, I've been through the storm, I've been through the rain, but I've still got my hope. Anybody here, do you still have hope that there's a brighter day ahead? See, the sun will shine again. Anybody here, have you got any hope this morning? What are you hoping for? What are you hoping in? Somebody said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but a holy lean on Jesus' name. If you're going through right now, I got to tell you, you just got to say, on Christ, on Christ, on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Somebody used to say, I've got a feeling. I can hear the old folks say, I got a feeling. Anybody here, have you got a feeling that everything is going to be all right? I can hear somebody say, I'm so glad. Trouble, trouble, heartache don't last. It won't last always. Because see, after a while, things are going to get better. God about to turn it around. Anybody here, do you want God to turn it around? Stand on your feet. Say, God, I want you to turn it around. I want you to make it different right now. See, in order to get things different, you got to do a 360. You say, God, I want you to turn it around. Do you really want him to turn it around? Well, you're talking about pastor. Anybody here broke? Ain't you looking, your purse empty. Anybody here broke? He about to turn it around. He gone, so you can say, I'm not broke, but I'm rich. Hey.
Have you got that hope? Anybody here, have you ever been sick? Body aching with pain. Doctor tell you, I can't do you no good. Somebody got high blood. Somebody got low blood. Somebody got diabetes, heart trouble, cancer, AIDS. But guess what? God about to turn around. Has anybody got any hope? See, I got a feeling. I've got a feeling. I've got a feeling. Y'all ain't got the feeling that everything's gonna be all right. I tell you, weeping. Have you had to cry sometime? Anybody had to shed some tears over in the midnight hour? But I just came to tell you, I got some good news. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy, joy will come in the morning. It's almost morning time, right? Have you got any hope? Have you got any hope? I tell you right now, God told me to tell you that you ought to have some hope. You got to have some hope. You got to have some belief that things will get better. Watch this. I ain't talking about in heaven. I'm talking about down here. You ought to be the head, not the tail. The lender, not the borrower. And see, I can go ahead and praise him in advance right now. Somebody got a bill you can't pay. Praise him in advance. I got a hope. I've got a hope that everything, 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 everything gonna be all right. Tell somebody it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. I've got hope. I've got a hope. See, let me tell you why I got hope. A long time ago, on a hill called Calvary, they took him up the hill. Somebody said, there go my hope. They hung him high. They scratched him wide. He dropped his head in the locks of his shoulder. They took him down and buried him in a dusty grave. Somebody said, there go my hope. Don't count him out yet. They tell me all night the first night, hope lay down in the grave. They tell me all night the second night, somebody said, where is your hope? I don't think you got no hope. And that's what your friends tell you sometimes. You don't have no hope. Your hope is dead. But guess what? Somebody said early, 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 on the third day morning. Ain't said nothing yet. He got up. He got up. He got up. I can see him right now. He took old death. He body slammed death. And he stood on him. He said, I'm finna pin you right now. One for the Father. One for the Son. One for the Holy Ghost. And my hope got up. Did he get up? Did he get up? Did he get up in your life? Thank God for hope. Thank God for hope. And guess what? Just in case I don't get it down here, I can tell you some glad morning when this life is over, I'm gonna fly away to be at rest. Have you got hope? Have you got hope? Have you got hope that things will get better? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? And when you finish up this story, when you get to the last chapter of Job, you'll discover that God gave him double everything that he had in the beginning. And let me tell you something. Sometimes you gotta lose some junk out of your life. in order for God to bless you with the riches of his glory. There's hope. Do you have hope? Do you have hope? Somebody said, trust in him who won't leave you, and build your hope on things eternal. You got a hole. You got a hole. You got a hole. You got to hold. You got to hold on. Anybody here? Are you holding on? 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 Somebody said, I'm holding and I won't let go my faith. I'm holding. I'm holding on Christ, the solid rock I stand. Is your hope built?
My hope.
Let's all stand. The invitation is given.
Is built.
All right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Nothing.
This morning.
All right, yeah.
Do you have hope?
All right.
Have you got hope?
Yeah. All right.
We just thank God for your presence this morning. Thank God for his word. And don't let anybody take your hope.
All right.
We're going to get ready to share with God and our gifts.
All
and
right.
As we
All right.
prepare to give,